Good morning. I hope everyone's doing well. We are in the middle of discussing the process of bringing Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. So we are continuing Masechta Bikurim this morning, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hakrovim, those who are close to Yerushalayim. Mevi'im, Te'inim, Va'anavim, when those figs and the grapes were nice, they would bring the figs and the grapes. We wouldn't have to worry that these things were going to get ruined. Arachokim, but the ones who were far away from Yerushalayim were also growing figs and dates. Mevi'im grogros v'tzimukim. They were encouraged to dry them out and make the figs and the dates into the dry stuff. Why? Because once it's dry, it travels better, and we don't have to worry that it would get ruined. Right? V'hashor holich lifnehem. So, the Yerushalayim says, the ox would carry it up. And in the Yerushalmi, we say that there's an opinion that this ox was going to later be used as a carbon shlamim, right? V'karna mitzupos zahav, the horns of the ox that would be pulling the cart with all of the fruits in it, those horns would have gold on it. V'atara shalzayas, and it would wear a crown of olive leaves, berosho, on the head of the shore. Why? Because we are trying to show that the stuff comes mi shivas ha minim, right? And Ali Zayas are among the most beautiful over there. You see they use them in the Olympics as well, Ahavdil. So we see that this is the way it is. There are others who disagree and say, no, we use Ali Zayas because the Zayas is a symbol of Kahuna and Malchus, because Shemen Atov ala Rosh Yored ala Zakon, that when we do anointing for Malchus and Kahuna Gedola, so we use the Zayas. V'achal al-makeh lifneihem, the person who was there, he would make noises and music, ad shemegim karav l'Yerushalayim, if the people would walk, and in the Yerushalmi we say they would walk the whole way, and they would sing the phrases of David HaMelech, Samachti b'omrim li'beis Hashem l'Eilech. And when they got to Yerushalayim, they'd say, Om dos ha yiraglenu b'sharayach Yerushalayim. And when they got there, Higiu karv l'Yerushalayim shalchu lifneihem. As they got close to Yerushalayim, they would send shlichim to tell the people of Yerushalayim that they were coming. Ve'itchu es bikureim. They would take the nicest of the bikurim and put them out on front. Hapachos, the lower level kohanim, hasganim, those who were in charge of the Levia, right, Vagizbarim, and the ones who were in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, Yotzim Likrasim, they would come out and greet them, right? Why? Lifnei, Lifi Kavod HaNechnasim Hayu Yotzim, the ones who were coming, if there was a big one or a small one, they would come out. So the Yerushalmi asks the question, what do you mean? If it was Donald Trump, they would send out somebody who was Chashiv, and if it was somebody who was perhaps one of the seedy individuals of the world, they would send out a seedy individual. We're dealing with Am Yisrael. All of Am Yisrael are b'nei melachim. So when we say, l'fi kavod ha-nechnasim hayu yotzim, the Mishnah says, look, if there were a lot of people coming to bring the Bikurim, so there would be a lot of people who would come and greet them. If there were a few people coming, then they would have a smaller group to come greet them. Chobale om haniyo shebi Yerushalayim om dim lifneihem. But if the people were working, at the time the Mevi'i Bikurim would come, the Bale om haniyo would have to stop, v'sholem b'shlomam, and they would ask him, hey, how's it going? Achenu anche makom poni, they would declare people from such and such a place, boachem, basim l'shalom, you're coming, boachem l'shalom, it should all be good. And the Mishnah continues and says, in that regard, hachalo makel lifneihem achmigim l'harabayis, hachalo would continue to play until they got to Harabayis. Higiu l'harabayis, once they got to Harabayis, hafilo agrippas ha-melech no teles ha-sal al-ksefo, nobody would be allowed to rely on having somebody else carry his bikurim. Even the king would put it on his shoulder, v'nechnas achem agia l'azara, and he would go until they got to the azara. Higia l'azara, when they got to the azara, v'dibru alevim b'shir, the levim would start singing, aromim chashem kidulisani, v'lo simachto evaili ha-karosh baruch Hu, you took care of us. The Bikurim, as we learned in the first parak, they need to go ahead and have a Shira, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, you never held us back, and my enemies never got a chance to rejoice before me. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue with the study of these Mishnayos tomorrow morning.